Hi there. The word for you today is change can happen for you. In Revelation 21 verse 5 we read, "And he said, Behold, I make all things new." The Bible's story is one of change, all the way from the book of Genesis, which is the book of beginnings, to Revelation, where God says, "Behold, I make all things new." So, whatever your situation today, change is possible through him. However often you've repented, confessed, and tried changing your own, God can change what you can, and he can make it last. But let me tell you this, change requires understanding certain principles. So let's take a look at some of them. Number one, you don't need to change others in order to change your own life. We say stuff like, "I'd be happier if he'd stop," or "things won't improve for me until she." Such beliefs make you focus on the problem and not the solution. Ignore realistic options and feed depression. Listen to these words in Galatians 6 verse 4 from the Message. Make a careful exploration of who you are. Take responsibility for your own life. Pretty clear language, eh? Instead of trying to change others, which only produces resistance and even resentment, let God show you what you need to do differently to improve your handling of the problem. When you stop doing what doesn't work and change your reaction to the problems, others often change spontaneously too. Okay? Number two, change begins by addressing your relationship with God. You say, what do you mean? Well, bitterness and frustration over problems just result in distancing from God, leaving you to handle the issue in your own strength. Surrendering to God is what changes you fundamentally, challenging things like pride, envy, resentment, fear, dishonesty, etc. And all these are characteristics of poor change management. Let me read a scripture to you from Lamentations 3 verse 40. Let's take a good look at the way we're living and reorder our lives under God. With, quote, "our lives under God," we're more apt to be honest, self-aware, able to perceive realistically. We're respectful, and in the process, we become prepared to actually become God's change agents in the situation. Okay?